So let's review. Hakoysev nechasav la'achar va'amar halo i'yav shebehen. If someone writes over his property to another person and the recipient refuses to accept the gift, it depends. Tzavach mi'ikara lo'ikana. If he protested immediately, he does not acquire the gift because emezakan lo'ila adam al-karchei d'chaybu lo'i d'chsiv seinu v'tanasichya. One cannot bestow something upon another against his will, and one may consider a gift detrimental since the Torah says that one who avoids accepting gifts gains life. However, Shesik Meikaru L'Basayv Tzavach Kana, if he was initially silent, indicating his consent, and then protested, he acquires the gift, because Me'achar Shezacha Eimoyil Klum Lohitziya Mirshusay. Once he acquired the gift, it remains his even if he subsequently changes his mind. However, if the intended recipient saw the owner giving the gift to a third party to acquire it on his behalf, and he was initially silent and then protested, it is subject to the machlekes Rabbi Shimon Gamliel b'Rabbanan in the following brisa. If someone wrote over his property, including some slaves, to another person, and the recipient refused a gift because he did not want the burden of feeding the slaves, the Tanakhama says, he acquired the gift. Therefore, if the recipient is a kohen, the slaves may eat truma. He did not acquire the gift because his protest is effective and the original owner or his heirs own the slaves. And the Gemara explains as before that there is no machlekes in the following two cases. If he protested immediately, he certainly does not acquire the slaves. And if he was initially silent and only protested later, he certainly does acquire the slaves. Rather, they disagree in the case where the owner gave him the gift through a third party, and he was initially silent and then protested. The Tanakhama holds that he acquired the gift because his initial silence indicates his consent and his subsequent protest is an attempt to retract, which is not effective. Shmuel holds that he did not acquire the gift because the protest proves he never agreed to the gift. And Haidele Tzavach Adhashta the Tzavar Kilematu Liyodi Mayetzabeach. He didn't bother protesting until it was time to take possession of the gift. The Gemara now discusses several halachas regarding matnas shchiv merah, bequests of a deathly ill person, which are effective even without performing a formal kenyan. Shchiv merah she'amar tnu masayim zuz l'pleini, v'sholosh meis l'pleini, v'arba meis l'pleini. Shchiv merah gifted all his possessions and said, give 200 zuz to one person, 300 zuz to a second person, and 400 zuz to a third person. Ein aymrin kol akoyd mishtar zaycha. All the gifts take effect simultaneously, because ein odim yochel lohitzi shnei dvarim ke'achad. We assume he was simply unable to state the bequest at one time. Therefore, if these gifts were real property, Yatzalav Shtar Chayv Gavi Mekulam. A creditor claims his debt from all their property because Makabel Matnas Shchiv Merah Ki Yerushav Yu Rabbanan. The Rabbanan treat the recipient of such gifts like an heir who is responsible for the deceased debts, and they each pay the debt in proportion to their share of the estate. For example, for a debt of 9 dinar, the creditor collects 2 dinar from the first recipient, 3 from the second, and 4 from the third. However, if he said to Numasim Zuz Laplaini V'achar of Laplaini V'achar of Laplaini, give 200 Zuz to one person and then 300 Zuz to a second person and then 400 to a third person, Oymen Kalakoid Mishtar Zeicha. He intended to give the gifts successively. Therefore, Yotz Lav Shtar Chayiv Goyvim in Achren. A creditor collects his debt from the last recipient. And if Ein Loi, Goyvim Mishalifonim. Ein Loi, Goyvim Mishalifnefonim. If this does not suffice, he collects from the second recipient and then from the first. Another ruling, if a Shchiv Merah said, give 200 zuz to my firstborn son as is fitting for him, he receives this amount in addition to a double portion in the rest of the estate. However, if he said, give him 200 zuz as his double portion, the Bechayr has the choice. He can either accept the gift or receive a double portion in the estate, whichever is more. Similarly, Shchiv Merah she'amar tnu masayim zuz l'pleini ishti, karola. If he said, give 200 zuz to my wife as is fitting for her. Noit lasan v'netela says ksubasa. She receives this amount in addition to her ksuba. However, im amar big ksubasa, if he said, give her 200 zuz as her ksuba, yada alol yayna, she has the choice. Ratza noit lasan, ratza netela ksubasa. She can either accept the gift or collect her ksuba, whichever is more. Similarly, Shchiv Merah she'amar tnu masayim zuz l'pleini b'alchei b'karola. If he said, give 200 zuz to my creditor as his fitting for him, noitlan, but noitles reibay. The creditor receives this amount as a gift in addition to his debt. However, im amar b'chayvay, noitlan b'chayvay. If he said, give him 200 zuz for his debt, he only receives this sum as payment for the debt. The Gemara questions these rulings. Dilma karo le b'chayvay kamar. The phrase karola can also mean in payment for his debt. Why do we assume it was an additional gift? The Gemara explains, Hamani Rabbi Kiva he did daik lishni yisera. This is the opinion of Rabbi Kiva who infers additional intentions from one superfluous expression. Therefore, kiyim delay tzarach v'kamar letfuya milsa kasi. The unnecessary expression karola expresses his desire to give an additional gift besides the debt. The Gemara cites another machlokes regarding a shchiv mara. Shchiv mara sha'amar mana yesh li'etzel plaini. If a deathly ill person stated that a certain individual owes him a mana, ha'edim kaisvin, afa pisha emakirin. Witnesses may record this claim even if they are not aware of its veracity. Therefore, lafikach keshu gaivet tzarch lehevi raya divrei meir. The heirs cannot use this document to collect the alleged debt without additional proof. Vachacham ha'imrim, ein kaisvin el mekem akirin. The witnesses may only record the claim if they can testify to its veracity. Therefore, the heirs can use this document alone to collect the debt without additional proof. The Gemara cites an alternate version of the Machlokes. Rameya holds they may not write the document without knowing its veracity, while the Chacham hold they may. Furthermore, the reason for not writing such a document is out of concern that another court will erroneously rely on this document, assuming that its contents were verified. However, the Gemara rules, Hilchasa ein cheshen lebezden tayin, we are not concerned that another court will make this mistake, rather we rely on them verifying it. The Gemara challenges this from the following ruling of Rava. Ein cholzen elim kein makirin, ve'imamanen elim kein makirin. Bezden only performs chalitza, the ceremony between a childless widow and her brother-in-law to allow her to remarry, or a miyun, whereby a minor renounces her marriage, if they are certain of the identity of both parties, thus validating the chalitza or miyun. Therefore, lefikach, kaisim get chalitza, veget miyun, ve'afa pesha'i makirin. Witnesses may record the chalitza or miyun, since they can rely on bezden. The Gemara assumes, mishum dechayshin lebezden tayin. Bezden only performs these ceremonies if they know the identity of both parties because they are concerned that another Bezden will otherwise erroneously rely on the ceremony and allow the woman to remarry without their own verification. However, the Gemara differentiates. Bezden buster bezdina leidaiki. Bezdina buster edem daiki. A Bezden will rely on another Bezden's actions, assuming that it was done correctly, but they will not rely on witnesses without their own verification.